The third son of Finwë, the brother of Fingolfin and half-brother of Fëanor, was Finarfin. He did not return to Middle-earth, but his sons and daughter came with the host of Fingolfin and his sons. The eldest son of Finarfin was Finrod, who, inspired by the magnificence and beauty of Menegroth in Doriath, founded the underground fortress city of Nargothrond, for which he was named Felagund, interpreted to mean Lord of Caves, or Cave Hewer, in the tongue of the dwarves. The doors of Nargothrond opened onto the gorge of the river Narog in West Beleriand, where that river passed through the high hills called Tar en Pharoth, or the High Pharoth. But Finrod's realm extended far and wide, east to the river Sirion, and west to the river Nenning that reached the sea at the haven of Eglarest. But Finrod was slain in the dungeons of Sauron, chief servant of Morgoth. And Orodreth, the second son of Finarfin, took the crown of Nargothrond. This took place in the year following the birth of Turin in Dol Lomin. The other sons of Finarfin, Angrod and Aegnor, vassals of their brother Finrod, dwelt on Dorthonion, looking northwards over the vast plain of Ardgallen. Galadriel, Finrod's sister, dwelt long in Doriath with Melian the queen. Melian was a Maia, a spirit of great power who took human form and dwelt in the forests of Beleriand with King Thingol. She was the mother of Lúthien and the foremother of Elrond. Not long before the return of the Noldor from Aman, when great armies out of Angband came south into Beleriand, Melian, in the words of the Silmarillion, put forth her power and fenced all that dominion, the forests of Neldoreth and Rhigion, round about with an unseen wall of shadow and bewilderment, the girdle of Melian, that none thereafter could pass against her will or the will of King Thingol, unless one should come with a power greater than that of Melian the Maia. Thereafter the land was named Doriath, the land of the fence. In the 60th year after the return of the Noldor, ending many years of peace, a great host of orcs came down from Angband, but was utterly defeated and destroyed by the Noldor. This was called Dagor Aglareb, the glorious battle, but the elvish lords took warning from it and set the siege of Angband, which lasted for almost 400 years. It was said that men, whom the elves called Atani the Second and Hildor the Followers, arose far off in the east of Middle-earth towards the end of the Elder Days. But of their earliest history, the men who entered Beleriand in the days of the Long Peace, when Angband was besieged and its gates shut, would never speak.